News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Just a bit of a warning for sensitive ears, because we're going to be talking about the trial of Jeffrey Donaldson and the trial of facts in respect of Eleanor Donaldson. Our reporter Emily Keegan has been following proceedings at Newry Crown Court, and the court heard yesterday from Jeffrey Donaldson, not in direct evidence, but rather from recordings of interviews that he had given with the PSNI. Emily, what did those interviews contain?
Yeah, so just for context, first and foremost, Jeffrey Donaldson and Eleanor Donaldson were both arrested on the 28th of March 2024. And Mr. Donaldson has pleaded not guilty to 18 historic sex offences. And his wife, Eleanor Donaldson, has denies five charges, including aiding and abetting her husband. And following their arrest on the 28th of March, both parties were interviewed for a number of hours by police. And yesterday, the jury started to hear these recordings. They, in the case of Jeffrey Donaldson, the court heard he was interviewed for 4.5 hours in total, and that's been edited down to about 3 hours worth of audio for the jury once they've removed the repetition and irrelevant material. And the prosecution told the jury that this was done in coordination with the defence, so that both parties agreed it is still an accurate representation of what Mr. Donaldson would have said during his questioning. And that's been split up into a number of sections as well. So they heard the first three of four sections yesterday, and two sections in particular focused on complainant B and complainant A.
And those sections in respect of complainant B and complainant A, what allegations were put to Mr. Donaldson?
Yeah, so in the case of complainant B, there were a number of allegations put to him, and this section lasted about an hour. And in it, the accused denied the circumstances around an alleged incident in which he's accused of raping the complainant. And the police then gave the details of another alleged incident when complainant B says Mr. Donaldson lifted her top and played with her breasts, and he denied ever touching her chest. Now, the court previously heard Eleanor Donaldson witnessed this alleged incident, and when asked about this, Mr. Donaldson said that if his wife had felt there was something wrong going on, she would have said so at the time and would have intervened at the time. And he was also asked to tell police what he knew about the complainant attending a Christian rehab centre. And now, the court heard previously that while the complainant attended this centre, Jeffrey Donaldson attended a meeting at the centre where he apologised to the complainant for things she said that he had done to her in the past. And he did, during his police interview, say that he had in fact been called to attend a meeting there. But he told police at no stage did anybody allege any of the kind of incidents discussed during this police interview. He said at the meeting, complainant B said she hadn't been very comfortable with their relationship at times, and that they chatted and at the end embraced, and that was the end of it. And when asked if she mentioned what it was that actually made her uncomfortable, Mr. Donaldson said nobody put any allegation to him about inappropriate behaviour of any kind. When asked if the conversation involved him apologising, he replied to say he's sure it did, in the sense he was sorry if the complainant had felt uncomfortable. Now, in the case of complainant A, there was, again, a number of allegations put to Jeffrey Donaldson. The police began by telling him the complainant alleges she became very sexually aware from a young age. And when asked if he could offer an explanation for this, he said he had no idea. He heard details from the police about a claim the complainant made that he touched her chest. And he again denied this ever happened. He said also that the complainant has never put that to him. And he was told she claims there's one occasion he kissed her and put his tongue in her mouth, which he again denied and said he would have no reason to do that. And the third alleged incident put to him is one which the court has previously heard about, in which complainant A alleges he was looking at what she's called her private parts with a light. And when questioned on this, Mr. Donaldson told police he didn't have a torch and didn't touch her in any part whatsoever. He later said, other than this alleged incident involving the light, complainant A has never put these matters to him. And when asked if the other allegations were a complete surprise, he said yes.
Now, obviously, there's allegations in respect of aiding and abetting when it comes to Eleanor Donaldson. Did any of the interviews played to the court in respect of Jeffrey Donaldson shine any light or provide testimony in respect of that?
Yeah, and in particular, it was this incident where complainant B has alleged that Eleanor Donaldson walked in when Jeffrey Donaldson had lifted her top and was touching her breasts, and that Mrs. Donaldson had turned around and closed the door behind her and had said nothing at the time. And again, Jeffrey Donaldson had told police that his wife was a very protective woman, and if she had felt that anything untoward was happening in that incident, or in any other incident, in fact, that she would have done something about it, and that she would have intervened in the matter. And he said that she in fact hadn't intervened, and so that he was denying that had occurred in itself.
Emily, thank you very much. Emily Keegan there, reporting for us from Newry Crown Court. 53106 if you would like to text the show, or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage, in association with AIR, weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.